Hey guys, Jordan Green here, host of the Greenhouse Podcast. You're listening to episode 14, titled Making Music with Keetuan Sandridge. It was such a pleasure being able to talk to Keetuan because although we talked about nothing, something was definitely said. He's got a lot going on in his life right now. He just released a new album. You can find it on Apple Music. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my absolute pleasure to introduce to you our newest episode of the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say.
Got a little glass of Cabernet. It's nice.
Hello, and hello. That's three hellos right here from the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and thank you for tuning in, subscribing, or just by passing by someone's house while the volume was too loud. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Greenhouse Podcast. This is episode 14. This is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say.
Indeed it is, my friend. Indeed it is.
Indeed it is. By the way, guys, today's episode is brought to you by sand, because no matter how hard you try, and let's be real here,
yeah,
it always finds its way to follow you home.
You know what?
So why not?
That is incredibly true, dude.
I'm telling you.
It happens every single time.
Every single time.
Wow. That's crazy.
So I'd like to also thank our sponsors. We've had several in the past, but recently we've had a sponsor who donated a dollar. Our first dollar, real dollar.
Really?
Not Monopoly
like
money.
Like a paper dollar, like the green one.
It's incredible. So if you want to donate one of your dollars or mini dollars, you can actually find us at thegreenhousepodcast.com or email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com.
Dollars are important, man.
Dollars are important.
We can get like Cokes in here, you know?
Indeed.
$1.
Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Specifically. Yep. Guys, joining me in the house today, it's a real pleasure to have Keetuan Sandridge.
What up?
He is in the house. His nickname, he told me earlier, in high school.
No, not even high school. Elementary.
Elementary.
This started in elementary and it still sticks.
Keetuan. So it was, what was your nickname? So, I totally forgot now.
So my actual name is Keetuan Sandridge.
Keetuan Sandridge.
Keetuan Sandridge.
Sandridge.
Sandridge. Like Sandridge. Like sand on top of a ridge that you may cross at some point in time.
Sand on top of a ridge.
That you may
going
cross.
Going over a ridge to grandma's house.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Sandridge.
I used it in the sentence.
It's really
That's
good.
That's what I do before I spell mostly.
Anywho, my...
But no, your nickname was...
So my nickname,
yeah.
It started in elementary school. I don't know... As a matter of fact, we used to do these things... They were like poems. I forget the name of them. It's been so long ago. But we have to do a poem every morning.
Okay. It's like a catchphrase or a poem?
It's like literally a poem. We have to write a poem every morning. I was in fifth grade.
Okay, this was a requirement from school.
This was a requirement from school. I was in fifth grade, and I have to do a poem every morning. One of my really good friends, Chris Wallin, I used to call him Christina Wallace.
Christina Wallace.
Because his name was Chris Wallin, so his name was Christina
nice.
Wallace.
Christina Wallace, nice.
And he came up with a name for me, and mine was Crouton Sandwich.
Crouton Sandwich.
Yep, that's what it was. And
yes.
I don't know why, man, but it sticks, and it's still, today, people still do that.
Well, you know, I feel like it's because people dream of the day when there really is a crouton sandwich out there.
You know what? I've tried it.
Yeah.
And
is it delicious?
You know,
maybe you have to add something on there, like
you
some
do.
Cheese.
I would recommend that you add something, something that'll
bacon.
You know, give it a better consistency.
Bacon's good with anything.
Bacon's good with anything.
I love bacon.
You can wrap bacon around a lollipop and it'd be awesome.
I haven't tried that yet. Have you tried this?
I've not tried that. I just came up with that idea.
That's
I'm gonna try
brilliant.
When we're done,
we
with
should
this.
Patent it.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
You never know. We could be billionaires. Speaking of which, you're pretty a little famous yourself right now. Maybe bringing in the dough with a little bit of business going on. I heard you had a new album that just launched.
Yeah, man, I did, dude. It officially launched on June 9th.
June 9th.
Yeah, and the first time it launched, it was actually on SoundCloud.
So today, technically, the day we're recording this is the 29th of July.
Yep, technically. That's the day we're recording this.
So, you know, a few weeks back, it launched.
Yep.
That was a big deal. Where did it launch first?
It launched first on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Free for the world.
Free for the world.
Nice.
That's really what I wanted to do. I wanted to get on iTunes for free.
Right.
Because, you know, this project here was just, like, from the soul, you know?
Yeah.
And it's my first time I've done anything, like, by myself, because usually I do so, things with my brother.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've met your brother.
Yeah, you've met him.
He's super cool.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, this is the first time I've released something by myself, and I really put my soul into it. So I just really wanted people to hear, like, my story, you know?
What that's like.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I unfortunately couldn't get it up on iTunes for free, but it's like $4.99, I think.
Yeah. There's always, like, you have to pay some. Yeah. Someone somewhere has to get paid.
Yeah, someone somewhere has to get paid. Sure. If you do play it, I recommend you just do it on Apple Music.
Because
right now that is free.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's better for me. I mean, you can buy it if you want to. And I really appreciate the support. It's just with this project, I really, really just wanted
people. What is the name of the album?
It's called The First Book of Alexander.
The First Book of Alexander. Yep. So I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to play a short clip.
Okay.
On the air.
Okay.
Of one of my favorite songs.
Sure.
I've listened to the album several times.
Okay. Awesome, man. I really appreciate it, dude.
Well, yeah. I used Apple Music to do so.
Nice.
That was a big deal. When I heard it was on Apple Music, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I went ahead and did it up there because, like I said, I wanted to get it for free. And right now, it's 3 months. So, you know.
3 months for free.
Yeah, it's the best thing to do.
The best thing. I love it. But one of my favorite tracks on there is the song.
Yeah.
How.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's personally. I felt like it had a lot of interesting lyrics that really stood out to me, and it seemed like you were going somewhere. I love all the songs, but that one. Now, wasn't there one of them that had somebody? There's like a little girl.
Yep, there was a little girl.
Who was that?
There was a little girl in the story. That is actually my daughter. She turned 5 on the 20th.
And that was month. Really yep. Well. Congrats,
July 20th. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And now she was actually, that was actually her voice on
that
on
was the, her album. Voice.
What track was that on?
At the time she was, it was on what track was that? That
was it the Tale of the Devil's Daughter? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you'll understand the title once you actually listen to the song. But she was 3 years old.
Wow.
She was 3 years old then, man. We had driven from here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
All the way up to Cookeville, Tennessee. Wow. No, it wasn't Cookeville. It was Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I don't even think I've heard of Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro is a pretty, it's not like a pretty famous city.
Yeah.
But if you are from Tennessee, then you've definitely heard of Murfreesboro
before. Is it like visually beautiful, or is it one of those like cities type of thing?
To be completely honest with you, I've not spent too much time in Murfreesboro. Okay. I'm actually from Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. That's about an hour and a half, maybe an hour 45 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And when I went to school, my first year of college was in TTU. Which is where I met her mother.
Did you say TTU?
TTU, Tennessee Tech University.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, man.
Let's keep it TTU. Yeah.
But that was my first year of college, man.
Yeah.
That's where I met her mother. And
right.
Yeah, we had her.
Wow.
Yeah, and 3 years later, I recorded. It was actually video.
It was a video. You took the audio and put it into the song.
Exactly.
It made it so it did feel like it really was personal.
Oh yeah.
Because I felt like I had a feeling it was your daughter.
Yeah.
And then when I heard it originally, and I'm like, this is just the coolest thing because it feels raw. It feels.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like I'm connected with the artist. And then I'm like, wait a second, I know this artist. I should reach out to him, have him on the show sometime.
Yeah, man.
I love the cover art too.
Yeah, man. Oh. My girlfriend, Brianna McLennan, the dopest artist you could ever see, man.
I'm looking at it right now, guys.
She's awesome, man.
It is legit. It looks like animation / real life.
Yeah, that's what we wanted. Well, we ended up, that picture actually was taken in Chattanooga.
Yeah, it reminds me of somebody I know.
Yeah, we were against a wall. It was a mural.
Okay.
It was of this Indian guy. You'll see it in the album artwork at some point.
Yeah.
But I just turned to the side. She took the picture, and when we got home, we did like discussing ideas, and she said she wanted to animate it, so she animated it. And I didn't know she was going to go that far, but she really, really animated it.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, man, I love it. She's pretty amazing, dude.
It's fantastic. Well, here, let's go and play that just a little part of it, if that's okay. And
then
I'll play
of course.
A couple other parts that you have recommend.
Sure.
But this part's really cool. I'm just gonna play. It's a little bit in. I think it's about 30 seconds in. How you plan on giving back to your family over on glass? People childhood memories seem to pass me by, but every single lesson made the flow nasty. I can feel the truth in my spirit since a youth. I can hear it, that heartbeat that keeps my mind flooded with vocab, and how we made them hits with no lab, and how we got around with no cab, how we landed a lot of rights with no jabs, how you get that baseline tight, better yet, how you plan to remember your hindsight, how you plan on teaching your daughter things that be fit for a queen, how you plan to cleanse your soul and keep your mind right, how you plan to hit the stage with no faith in your words, God bless, just look at the way you're placing your verse, regardless, a master of the arts with thoughts, so many bars, sprint, dropping my cars less, tell me how you plan to start the journey, and how long you be gone. That's just a little glimpse, guys.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Man. Yeah, man. I'm glad you like it, dude.
I was pretty impressed by the quality of the sound too.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Terry.
Shout out to Terry.
Terry Drums. You know, is that his last name? Terry Drums?
I think that's his actual I think Twitter name.
Is that his Twitter name? Okay, I don't really don't know his last name. He was on a recent episode. It's Terry Vineyard is his last name.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Dude. Shout out to Terry. He's
been great.
He's been awesome.
Not only has he's helped out with this radio show as well.
Dude, let me tell you, the first time I recorded my voice was 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
And I lived in Chattanooga in high school.
Yeah.
The whole time I've always recorded it, mixed it, mastered it. I've done everything myself.
Right.
And it was never perfect until I met Terry.
Wow.
Sat down with him. He taught me everything on it. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
So shout out to Terry for that.
Well, he was on a recent episode of ours, episode 10.
Really?
Was only a couple weeks ago. not too long ago, but he had quite a few things to say.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about anything really.
No.
Which we're doing a great job so far of doing on this show too.
That's great.
I mean, what are we talking about right now?
I have no clue.
I don't even know. People have already walked away. They've probably got out of their car. They were on the interstate. They're just like, I don't even leave the car. I'm done with this show.
Man, this is crazy, dude.
That's fantastic. What is your most favorite? I want to say track on your album.
The most favorite
that
track.
You feel like that you could not wait to just put on that album to hear what people thought. Because it was probably, I guess, most personal.
You know what? It would be the very last song.
The very last song.
The very last one, "A Tale of the Devil's Daughter."
Yeah.
Like I told you earlier, this is the first time I've ever done a project like by myself.
Right.
Because when we first started this with my label Flyscope, it's my father. He's the manager over it. And then there's two artists, me and my brother.
Right.
And we've always done music together. Every single song that we've done up until this album, we've pretty much done together. I've had a few songs that I've done by myself.
Right.
But, you know, nothing, not like a project like this.
Yeah.
So when I did this project, I really wanted to make sure I put like my heart and my soul into it and tell a story, you know?
Yeah.
And the last song was probably the hardest one to add just because it really, the situation is still going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find the words for it, but once I finally did it, everything worked. And
so you wrote it all down, or you actually wrote the whole song.
Yeah,
right?
I wrote the whole song, made the music for it and everything, man.
That's fantastic. So, I can't even wrap my mind around that sometimes, like, because I have a hard time finding the words to say in just real life.
Yeah, dude.
Trying to put it into music.
That's my situation too, man. When it comes to communication, I'm the most terrible person on the planet, dude.
Yeah.
Terrible. But when it comes to music and like making a song and actually like writing lyrics, I can do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I bet I can speak for many people. It really did have an effect on me personally. And I'm sure the more people, guys, if you want to, go ahead and look at the link on this blog post, because you can actually go ahead and download or play it through Apple Music or find it on SoundCloud. There's a few links that I've posted onto this episode. But yeah, check it out, because I feel like you guys could connect, because music...
Yeah,
honestly,
man.
Music is one of the best ways, I think, personally.
Yeah, man.
To connect with others.
I feel like it's the original language.
Yeah. Did you always? Were you always into music?
Always.
Always into music. What was the first time you started? Because I know you said you did a lot with your family.
Oh yeah.
Do you have a big family?
Oh, my family is massive.
Yeah.
As far as music in
when
relation,
did you start? Yeah.
Yeah. As far as music in relation with my family, we started about 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
We lived in Chattanooga. And it's weird the way it started. One of my best friends, his name's Leroy Scott.
Leroy.
You would know him as King Adversity.
Do I know him as King Adversity?
You probably will. I mean,
okay.
I will.
If I don't know, I will.
If you don't know, you will. he's made a lot of music. He was the first one I've ever worked with.
Wow. Okay.
But we were in drafting class, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that where people get drafted?
Well, well, not necessarily.
They learn to get drafted there.
They learn to draft.
Oh.
The whole AutoCAD thing.
Yeah,
it was an elective, to be honest.
Nice.
But yeah, the both of us ended up in that class, and he told me about how he writes lyrics and does music, and he wanted me to write a verse for him.
Because
at the time, I was only doing poetry.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, you know, you should write a verse, man. See how it comes out. I did, and that was the first verse I wrote. And from there, just... the story unfolded, you know.
And here we are today.
That's fantastic. Yeah, man.
You know, I was going to ask you at the beginning of the show for you to only rap everything today in the entire show. don't even respond normally, just completely everything has to rhyme.
That's insane.
That would have been something.
It's funny, like when it comes to music, I didn't start with words. I was actually a trumpet player first.
Really?
Still a trumpet player.
Do you play any other instruments? Is that the one?
I do play other instruments.
I always wanted to play trumpet.
Trumpet is my main. That's my main thing.
Is it literally breathtaking, like everybody says, in every way?
As long as you can play it properly, yeah.
Right on.
I mean, because you play a terrible flute, it's okay, but you play a terrible trumpet, it's like,
dude, well, turn that off. I thought about it for a while. Okay, I thought about this because I wanted to play, and I thought if I'm good, it'll take people's breath away. If I'm bad, I feel like it'll take my breath away. I'm just playing all day and I can't even get it right, and then I'm out of breath.
Dude, I mean, it's...
That's just the way I looked at it.
I had been playing forever. The first time I played was in eighth grade, actually.
Yeah.
And I wasn't supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was a substitute teacher.
Okay.
And he had a really good relationship with the band teacher there. Never forget him. He's really awesome, man. But Mr. Freeman is his name.
Yeah.
But he was my first band teacher, dude, and he taught me how to play everything, and
wow,
from there it just kept going, dude.
Yeah.
I was
music
in marching
stays
band.
Within,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That's
I was in,
awesome.
In marching band for 4 years.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Yeah, I loved it. Music is the one thing that's been consistent in my life, you know.
Honestly, dude, I think that's the one thing that's been consistent with this podcast. Everyone somehow is connected with music. They love music in one way or another. I think something that Terry mentioned in his episode. He said you either like music, a certain type of music, or you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's either good music or bad music.
Yeah.
But it's all opinion. It's all coming from perspective from one person or another.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't mean that all that music is bad. It just means it might be bad to you.
Sure.
But it's weird how it affects different people different ways.
Yeah, man.
But I love that.
Yeah, man. It's a language, dude. I mean, what you're listening to is going to have an effect on you. Just like when somebody talks to you, you hear words, it's going to influence you some kind of way, you know.
Now, do you have any advice for others if they want to start off similar how you did? Do you have any advice
for
them?
Anybody just starting off, the first thing is to be true to yourself,
right?
Like, don't get any advice from crazy people and just start rapping or singing or making lyrics about nothing, you know. That's I absolutely hate that.
You gotta have a reason behind
you have to have a reason. Music is supposed to be fruitful, you know. You're supposed to get something out of it.
You feel like if they just started talking about nothing, it might not lead anywhere.
It might not lead anywhere. I mean, for a lot of people,
or you might
not
stick with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for a lot of people, it does.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they end up, you know, just kind of fading away after a while. But the people that actually do real music and actually, like, you can feel their soul and you're putting it.
Yeah,
those are the ones that you can tell they've been around forever.
And they're probably gonna end up a lot happier too.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the day.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Well, hey, are you ready to go on to the next section of the show?
Yeah, man, let's do it. What you got for me, man?
Sweet. So this is the part of the show where we do, and I don't know if you've heard of improv before.
I indeed have heard of
improv. This is the part. This is the improv part. How do you feel?
I feel good, man. Today has been a really good day.
How does your colon feel?
You know what? My colon feels great.
Good.
Everything's pretty flowy, you know?
Good.
Nothing abnormal going on.
Good. This isn't the improv. It was just prepping. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the improv section.
Excellent. You know, I have to give you a thumbs up for this theme music, man.
You know, it's funny. This theme music was not me at all.
Really?
I have to give props to one of our behind the scenes guys.
Who's that?
He's known as the janitor around here. gets the buckets, cleans them up.
For real, man.
But his brother, Dane.
Oh, Dane, I absolutely love
isn't
Dane.
Isn't he amazing?
I absolutely love
he
Dane.
He was actually in one of our recent episodes, episode 7,
okay,
if you remember. And he, if you haven't had a chance to listen to his episode,
I need to listen to his episode.
Download it. Listen.
I've been trying to convince him to do an animated video for one of my songs.
Well, he is good with that stuff.
He is amazing with it, dude.
Heck yeah, man.
He's dope. I don't know if we're going to work out
you never
at
know.
All, but you
we'll
never
see,
know.
We'll
see what happens.
See what happens. All right, buddy. So this is the part, for those of you who have never heard of this section, This is called the improv section. Improv. And we simply throw ourselves, me and the guest, in this case, me and Keetuan. Keetuan and I.
Hello, everyone.
Here we are. Here we are going to simply be someone else in a different situation, no longer in the studios. So we are both professional wrestlers, and it's right before our big match.
Of all the things.
Of all things.
Professional wrestlers.
We're professional wrestlers. All We've been doing this years.
Cool.
Like, we are professionals.
Pros.
Pros.
All right, let's do it. Seasoned.
So now it's time for us to make us, like, make some really, like, to swap our biggest, gnarliest, most radical threats to one another. Because we're going against each other. Obviously, like, we can't team up.
It's not like a tag team situation.
It's not a tag team. Like, I'd love to be on the same team as you, Keetuan. Honestly, we always have been. But in this case, we're professional wrestlers, and we're about to get in the ring. Dude. And we are going to, the record button's going to start. Our listeners are going to listen in to our conversation before we go out there.
Your imagination is ridiculous.
This is actually also sent in to us by one of our special it's our special janitor. I'm just as surprised as you are, my friend.
Wow. I mean, all right.
We're both being thrown into this. So we're going to do a little improv. So we're going to have this conversation as professional wrestlers.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to jump in. You walk in to the room.
Cool.
And you say something to me first, okay?
On the count of three.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
And we know each other as Keetuan and Jordan.
All right, so we're enemies.
Professional
right now.
Resident. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. I got to be your enemy for a few minutes.
All right, here we go. Right. And three, and two, and one.
Hey.
Keetuan.
What do you want?
Listen, buddy. You can't just walk into this locker room and expect that I'm just going to treat you like we're pals. We have known each other for 30 years.
See, first of all, I'm not your friend. I want to shave your beard, to be honest.
You know what? I want to shave that head of yours. Mm. In fact, I'm thinking about taking you by the neck. You know, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to wait till we get out there in the ring. But I'm going to start beating your neck with a sponge.
With a sponge?
I'm going to find a sponge, and I'm going to beat you with a sponge.
With a sponge? Really?
It's going to be gnarly.
Wow, that's pretty odd. I actually bought out the entire sponge business.
Oh, yeah?
You're not getting a sponge.
Well, my dad bought out the business of buying sponge businesses, so you're paying him.
There's one above.
It's true.
I'm still shaving your beard.
Well, you know what? I bought the entire company for razors, so no one could ever shave anyone's beard ever again.
I feel like elbowing you in the face while you're asleep.
Well, you know what?
I'm just being honest.
I'm just going to roll over, and you'll be elbowing a pillow.
You know what? Why are we arguing?
But the pillow...
Why is this? Why are we fighting right now?
I don't know.
Let's wait till we get to the ring.
You know what? I'm ready.
I tricked you. I'm still going to shave your beard.
I'll tell you what.
When you fall asleep, I'm going to elbow you in the nose, and I hope you bleed pretty bad.
Well, you know what? I had a trap set already, knowing that you would say that, and you will get hit with bricks when you open my door.
Wow.
100 very small bricks.
100 very small bricks.
Yeah, Ant-Man size.
Wow. You know what? After I bought out the sponge business, I also bought out the brick business, so you're probably not going to get any bricks either. And just because you came up with the idea, I'm going to steal it and hit you with a brick in the face while you're asleep.
That is brutal.
It is pretty brutal.
But you know what? I'm going to beat you in this match. There's nothing you can do about it.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Let's do a bet.
I'll tell you what.
Let's do a bet.
Okay. All right.
At the end of the game,
okay.
I know both of us are going to have some cuts and bruises.
Right.
Whoever wins gets to pour lemon juice on the opponent.
On the opponent's head or on their feet?
On all the scars. It burns a little bit.
That's good.
You know?
It does burn a little bit.
I feel like that's fair.
That's mutual.
That's fair.
I can understand.
All right.
Let's do it.
Cool.
All right. Let's do our secret handshake. All right. Left hand.
Left hand.
Right hand.
Right hand.
Left hand, right hand.
Left hand, right hand.
Fist.
The fist?
I didn't see the fist and then the twist.
The fist and the twist?
Yes. All right. Then we worked on this for years.
I apparently...
You know what? At the end of the day, we'll figure out this handshake. Let's just go do this match.
Let's do the match.
All right. Here we go.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keetuan in the house. I did not know where that was going to go.
I mean, for 2 minutes, I was a wrestler.
was fantastic.
I mean...
You know, you make a great wrestler over the radio.
You know, thanks, man.
I don't think anybody... If somebody had just literally tuned in just now, they would have thought we were both wrestlers, I think.
I you know what?
Those were some serious threats.
Those were
I mean,
really
my dad bought
threats,
out
dude.
The sponge business. Or was that your dad?
No. That was me myself.
You bought the sponge business. I bought out the sponge. And then I think I bought the business of sponging.
I felt like I was a pretty successful wrestler.
That was pretty successful indeed. How do we have so much money? We are pros. We are professionals. This is here's ridiculous. That clapping track. There you go. Round of applause. Keetwan, everybody. Yes. That was brilliant. That was
all
brilliant.
Day.
This is something you could expect from every episode, guys. A little bit of improv because, you know, that's what the show is.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a script.
Yeah, man.
We don't have anything. We don't even have any money.
Now,
we're just sitting here.
If there's
two microphones.
Two microphones.
This is ridiculous.
If there's one thing.
Yeah.
I could say before we move on to the next section.
Oh, yeah. I would love, you know, this is the show where the guests have something to say.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, yeah. By all means.
My one thing to say.
Yes.
Is there is always
room for dessert.
Always. For you guys that are in the studio right now, I'm holding one finger up.
It's almost like a threatening.
There is
one thing, and he's holding one finger up.
The certain one finger is you
waving it in the air.
There you go.
Above his head.
There's always one thing.
Yes.
To be happy about.
I agree.
Every single day.
And there's always room for dessert.
No matter how bad things are, there's always a reason to be happy.
I agree.
Always.
I agree. The glass isn't always half empty. It's always half full.
It's always half full.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, man. There could be a lot of crazy things going on, man. But you can say, hey, you know what?
That glass is half full today.
I'm going to decide to be happy today.
Yeah. In fact, the glass might be full of Coca-Cola.
And in fact, it might. I mean,
some people, you know, maybe it's vodka. they want
that's pretty full. Happy. That's pretty. Really,
that's
happy.
Really, really happy.
it's way up there. I didn't expect that one, but hey, I mean, it's part of the ball game. You know?
I like that quote.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, maybe we'll put it on one of our bumper stickers. We have these new bumper stickers. Brandon Cavedo, he's one of our guest stars. He ordered these bumper stickers the size of a bumper.
Wait,
our show.
So what kind of car are we talking about with the bumper? Is it like
a full size bumper?
Just like a small like Miata,
sometimes,
or is it like a
bus, like a bus, like an 18 wheeler.
So that's like a banner with adhesive, basically.
Yeah, we actually had to buy a billboard off 85. We just like literally wrapped it up. You know, the ones that say "Eat more chicken" or whatever. You know, we just grabbed one of those. You know, we made our own bumper sticker. It's pretty cool. I think we'll put that on there.
We'll
put that cool artwork from your album. Put that on there too.
Man, that's great.
Oh my goodness. That's all right, awesome. So you ready to go on the next section?
Let's do the next section.
So this
man.
Section is what we call questions and answers.
Ooh, this one.
Be good. Be good. Questions and answers.
This is gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
It just keeps going.
It just keeps going. I thought it was going to end, and I was fooled.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the questions and answers part of the show, where we actually answer questions from the last episode.
You can actually kind of hear the... It's in the back, like subliminally, like
questions and answers.
It's fun. Hear it. It's pretty
good.
Dope.
So this is the part of the show, guys, where we actually have our guests on this episode answer three questions that the guest left not unknowingly.
Wow.
They left these questions for you, Keetwan. And guess who our last guest was?
Who was our last guest?
I don't want you to guess.
Really?
Yeah, his name might start with President.
Really? President.
I'm kidding. It wasn't a president.
No, okay. Well, I mean,
but another day. I believe she could be president. Her name is Emily.
Emily.
You know Emily.
I know Emily.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
Emily's awesome, man.
Well, she left us a few questions.
Okay. Let's let's answer those. Let's do that.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
All right.
What is your name spelled backwards?
What is your name spelled backwards?
I'm so glad I was the one to get that question.
Have
oh
you had
my
this
God,
before?
That is amazing.
That is really good.
So
right?
My name backwards is actually Nowtech.
Nowtech.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes. So at some point, if I end up finding the right people and the right team, we might make something out of that.
Why didn't we make that your rap name
that
originally?
Is Nowtech. Well, see, I want
Nowtech. Or it could be the your new company.
Yeah,
all
it's a company name. About technology. Now
I like that.
That's insane, right?
And the owner, Keetwan.
Yep.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Who
it's pretty
thought?
Dope. Who would have thought, right?
You know, it's funny. In the last episode, for those of you who missed it, you can actually go back, rewind, listen to it again. Emily, she had this whole thing where she actually had her whole family do this little fun game where they called each other by their backwards names. This is hilarious.
That's on the show?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Wow. Oh, okay. I thought everyone was in the studio.
Everyone was in the studio. You took turns. All right, next. Okay, you say your name.
Man, I'm tripping.
No, she mentioned a few. It was hilarious. I never thought about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I can't believe you knew it right away.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Me and a few friends, my girlfriend actually, standing
that's awesome.
Out here recording.
Oh, shout out to Bree.
Yeah, Bree.
Holla.
How you feeling? Yeah.
In the studios right now with us. And for those of you who want to see a little bit behind the scenes, we always have some friendly people taking photos and videos, and you can search our hashtag The Greenhouse Express.
The Greenhouse Express.
Hashtag Greenhouse Express.
Yep.
And you can find out some little behind the scenes stuff.
I love this setup, too. Man.
It is a lot. It's a fun setup, dude.
I'm
telling you, one mic, two mics.
This is good.
Redfish, Bluefish. It's like Dr. Seuss.
The coolest thing is it's portable.
It is. I know. In fact, I'm going to do some on-location stuff soon, hopefully, maybe in the park or something like that. Hear a few birds in the background.
No, I can feel that, man. That's pretty dope.
Heard birds in the background on recent episodes, but had nothing to do. There was a loose bird in the studio.
A loose bird in the
it
studio.
It got wild.
Well, watch out, guys. It's a bird loose.
All right, question number two. You ready?
Let's do it, man.
Who would your superhero significant other be?
My superhero significant other. So,
yeah,
you're,
so
she's
if your
asking,
significant other was a superhero, who would it be?
Wow.
What would the name be?
That's easy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Does it have to be someone that a superhero that already exists?
I don't think so. No, she didn't specify that.
She didn't specify that. Okay. Yeah. Well, dang, I don't really know if I can make one up off the top of my head.
You could. I believe in you.
Man, just one that doesn't really exist. Well... Okay, let's talk about one that does exist right now.
Okay,
Storm, easily.
Storm,
easily. Just
brilliant.
Period.
Brilliant.
I don't even have to explain it.
Why? Oh, are you okay? You don't have to explain it.
It's Storm.
Obvious.
Like, if I have a significant other and she's a superhero,
storms could be good too.
It would be Storm.
Storms could be great. Storms could be wild.
Storms could be good.
They can throw you on curves. They can, tornado.
Exactly. Man. It's like beautiful, but like. Dangerous.
Oh,
you know,
I love that explanation.
Yeah,
brilliant. Yes. All right, cool. You ready for question number three?
that was a good question.
Now that one's done, it was a good question. All right,
let's
question
number
three.
Let's do it.
If you had a fruit or vegetable for hands forever, what would that fruit and or vegetable be? Like you could have
one fruit on left hand,
you could
one vegetable on the left.
Absolutely,
hand,
you're allowed to. Yeah, but that was it forever. Like
wow.
You had like a banana hand and a tomato hand. You can't have like a banana finger and like a squash hand.
What?
Right. This was
serious?
The entire episode. This was brilliant.
Wow.
There was bananas happening the whole episode.
You're
gonna love it when you hear it. It hasn't aired yet, for those of you wondering when we're recording this episode. So Keetwan hasn't even heard this episode.
I've not. Has Emily already aired?
No.
She's not aired. Okay.
She hasn't
and that,
aired
that's
yet.
What
that's
you
That's why
saying.
You haven't heard it
okay.
yet. Yeah.
That's why I haven't heard this yet.
So
this is...
So you have to choose if you were to replace your hands with a fruit or vegetable.
Yep.
Yeah, which was hard for me. I don't even think I could answer
I don't know question. If I can answer this one. I'm going to do my best.
You know, you can
one.
Phone a friend. You've got 50-50. Or you can ask the audience.
All right.
But that's only if we were actually on an actual
show. For those who aren't in the studio,
yeah.
I wish you could have seen me just turn around.
Yeah, he turns around looking for the audience
to find
is
the
there
audience,
an audience
to look for. I don't
to
I don't,
see a wall.
I was going to ask
nothing
him.
There. Yeah, he's going to ask him.
That,
I know
that is a crazy question. Just for the fun of it, I'd have kale on one.
Oh, kale.
Yeah,
good choice.
I don't know why.
You never know when you need kale.
I just really like kale. It's
kale
good.
Is good in soup.
It's great in soup.
It is, indeed.
Like, chop up some
I love soup.
Some potatoes, you know.
You could even use it for decoration.
Yeah, you could.
Mm-hmm.
You could dry out a potato.
I love that answer. What about the other hand?
All right, the other hand. Oh, this is a hard one.
It's tough.
This is a hard one. You know what? I would say a banana.
Banana. Mm.
And it's the shape, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do things. With that shape. I mean,
yeah.
you could possibly pick something up with a banana.
No, that's true. And
I mean,
if you peel it back.
You peel it, yeah. You peel it backwards, things can happen. You know?
Get real.
I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine,
that's hilarious.
Remember, you ever played Mario Kart?
I've played Mario Kart many
Mario
times.
Mario Kart is amazing.
I don't think I've ever lost in Mario Kart.
Really?
Okay, you got me.
You want to do
that. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Shout out to Michael and Michael and Matthew. Those I love those guys, man.
You know, they were in the episode Smash Brothers episode.
The Smash Brothers episode. I have not heard it yet.
You know, it hasn't aired. I've not heard it yet.
It's not aired yet.
It hasn't aired.
Okay.
So we're recording ahead of time here. I want to make sure that your episode gets out there, so we got to record ahead of time.
No, that's the smartest thing to do, man.
I agree.
But yeah, dude, those.
Hey, they are killer, man. They win competitions.
Really?
Yeah. They went for money once.
I didn't really know that.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they're sick. I mean, you sit down and play with them, man, it's like impossible.
It almost is. Except I think I beat them once. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I've never lost, truly lost, because I think I give up before it actually happens.
Were you there for his party before his wedding?
I was.
That played.
Was legit.
It was like 8-way Super Smash Bros.
It was legit.
So legit.
It was brilliant.
I love that game.
All right, so hey, I heard that you had 3 questions for our next guest.
You know what? These 3 questions are going to be completely off the top of my head.
All right, so what's question number 1 then?
Question number 1.
It could start with who or how or where.
Okay.
Or when.
Okay.
Or why.
Who, how, where, when, or why. It's well, true. Let's say that you have an orange. Right?
Okay.
And you don't really have any nails on your hand.
Right.
Right. You want this orange really bad, but there's no knives and you don't have any nails. How are you going to open that orange?
That is a really good question.
I'm just curious to know.
I know. I wonder who's going to get this question.
Yeah.
It's going to be brilliant and see what the answer is. Brilliant.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen in that situation.
You never know what's going to happen.
Can they use objects or
anything? Yeah, any object.
They just don't have any.
Yeah, you don't have any nails.
Yeah.
Your nails are not sharp, so you can't just open it with your hand.
Yeah.
And there's no knives. All your knives are dull.
Wow.
Or, you know, somebody...
I'd probably use my teeth.
Just took them. Yeah, okay.
If I had teeth.
Yeah, if you had teeth, yeah, that's pretty good.
But, you know,
that's
it might get the orange in the teeth.
Yeah, it's just like the orange peel is just not, you know, it's...
It's not designed
it's
for
not,
that.
It's not...
It wasn't meant to be.
It's not to taste.
Good point. All right, well, what's the number two? Question number two.
Question number two. Let's see. If you had... the ability to teleport right now.
Yeah.
Like if I was just like, hey, you can teleport now.
Right.
Where would you go?
Right.
Why would you go there? And how do you plan on getting back? Because you can only teleport once.
I like what you did there because you only had an opportunity to ask one question for number two.
Yep.
But you brought it into like 6 questions.
Yep.
It's like mind tricks. People think they're only going to have to answer one question.
Yep.
But they have to answer like 5.
Yeah, exactly. this is a one part question. It's an essay question. You know,
yeah, when you get and then you get like you get all these different
like
options.
The essay question.
The essay question. No. Brilliant. Well, so
yeah,
what's number
nice.
3? That's number 3. That's a good one. I'm interested to hear next episode. Yeah.
So number 3. Dang, number 3. I don't even really know about number 3.
You know, number 3 historically has always been the most insane. Like the most wild, like, did he really just say that? On most of these episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's insane.
True. Hmm. It was.
Dang, this third question. This is a really hard one. Okay. Let's say if you could pick a movie to be in, like you could be a character
in a movie.
This movie. Mine would be Sandlot.
Okay.
I absolutely love Sandlot. I would love to be a character in the Sandlot. But if you wanted to be a character in a specific movie, which movie would that be, and why do you want to be in it?
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And you came up with all these on the spot?
Yeah.
Key Twan.
I didn't write anything. I don't know.
I tell you, this guy's, ladies and gentlemen, he is a true artist.
Hey, man.
He can, not only can he sculpt beautiful ice sculptures of swans in his sleep.
I've done it multiple
but
times.
But he can also write music. He can also, my goodness, he's got the voice of angels.
Hey, man, you actually have the, you know, we were talking earlier and you said you had like, like maybe a little
yeah,
little
I got a little cold today.
No.
Hope nobody noticed.
I think everyone would agree that you sound great, dude.
Well, I'm trying to put on my best, you know, when you're out acting, performing, you're trying to put your best face on. What do you do with radio?
You know,
trying to put your best voice, like
your best voice.
Do you have a best voice?
Should I talk a little
can
bit?
You fake it?
Should I talk a little
should
bit
I
little
talk
bit deeper?
Mm.
Is this,
okay.
Is it
maybe a little deeper?
Is this good?
I think it's good.
Should I back away from the mic a bit?
I feel like I'm Elvis right now. What am I doing? Thank
oh
you very
my
much.
Gosh.
I didn't even plan that later. Today.
Some good times. Oh, by the way, I had a question for you, Keith.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I ask every single one of my guests this question.
Sure.
What is your favorite hangout place? Oh, this is the what is your favorite hangout place section. Here's the theme music.
I'm raising the roof right now.
Raise the roof. Yep. So what is your favorite place?
My favorite
in Atlanta, Georgia, whatever, you know, that you like to hang out. You know, not the typical, like, oh, I'm going to the aquarium or whatever. Nice. You know, people know about those places.
Okay.
What's somewhere, like, for the locals? They might learn.
Mind you.
Yes.
I am not from this city.
No,
I'm from Chattanooga.
Exactly.
I've been here for
now,
about...
Now, Chattanooga
yeah.
is in Georgia.
And you would have gotten that question wrong in geology, but it's okay.
Okay, okay, you're right.
I mean,
you're
it's no big deal, you know? I'm sure there's another Chattanooga somewhere.
No, so, but if you, because you've lived here in Georgia for a little while.
Yeah, I've been here for a while, maybe like
do you,
five, is there four or five, years now.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
Do you
have a place that you like to say, hey, buddies, let's, you know, let's head out. If we're going out in town and, you know, if we're doing something, where would you go?
Okay, just because I recommended this a few days ago to my homie Dino is, shout out to Dino.
Dino, you know, he was on the show.
He was, we're at his house right now.
It's quite a guest. We are at his house.
Seriously, one of the best friends like I've ever met.
Not only is he
that's,
one
that's
of
like
best,
my brother, dude.
Well, not only is he a good friend, but he's sacrificed his home.
Yeah. He let me come in here and to do this show.
He sacrificed his bed for me the other night.
Yeah, man. That's
he even sacrificed his oxygen.
He did.
We say like we shared oxygen.
We should be paying for this oxygen
I'm
in this house
you.
Right now.
I'm telling you.
He's a great guy. I love Dino, man.
But about Dino, you were mentioning to him.
Yeah, so I was mentioning to him.
A suggestion.
A great place to go. This place called Bar Taco.
Bar Taco.
Bro,
he was telling me about that today.
Was he? Yeah, it's a great, I love it, man. The tacos are.
I gotta go there.
Just splendiferous.
Wow.
Would be the word to describe them.
Really?
It's so good, man.
I heard they're only like $3 too.
And they are $3.
Where is this at?
To be honest, like I said.
It's in Georgia.
It is in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta.
I think.
Bar Taco.
I'm going
to
bring...
And we emphasized, when I was talking to Dino today, he said that it's not Taco Bar.
It's no, it's not difference. Taco Bar.
Big difference.
Very huge difference. It's Bar Taco. And despite the name, it sounds like something very simple, really. You know, you walk into a bar and there's tacos.
Yeah.
But that it's really, really elegant. It's a really, really nice place. You can go there for a date. You can bring people
love
there
it.
To chill out and, you know, have some beers, take some tacos. The tacos are so good.
Man. Yeah.
So good. It's like, they're really small. That was honestly, I was not expecting them to be that small, and so when I saw them, I was like, "Ugh!" But then I tasted it.
What am I paying for?
Yeah, exactly.
But then you tasted it.
But then I tasted it and realized what I was paying for.
Bro, I feel like I should. We've had some great recommendations on the show.
It's so good, man.
And I feel like we should just start contacting these people and let them know, hey, do you want to sponsor this episode? Like, you were shouted out. Like,
you know what? That would be because we're not really getting paid to put them on the.
We're not. In fact, we might. If anything, I'm paying. To put this up in time. If anything, I'm losing money for this. But, you know, it's all about the people here, K-1. You know, it's all about the people. It's all about learning and honestly just having a good time. You know, I give the analogy a lot. You know, it's like going to a theme park. You go for a good time. You go for a ride. But along the way, with whoever you brought to the theme park, you learn something new about them.
Yeah.
And you have a good time with them. Yeah, right?
Every time, man.
And that's the show, man. This is the Greenhouse Podcast. Something to say, talk about nothing.
That's how you do it.
I'm telling you, man.
That's how you do it.
Well, thanks for being on the show, K-1.
Dude, thanks for bringing me, man.
It's been an absolute pleasure. If someone could follow you on the social networking websites, what is your favorite one that you might, if this is your moment now, if you want to shout out, and you know, Twitter, Instagram?
Twitter and Instagram. To be
completely,
I need to start using those more often.
Sure.
I don't really use them often, but it's King Alexander.
Okay.
All one word with two eyes.
At King Alexander. With two eyes. Okay. Two eyes. Just like we have two eyes.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to
so that
think
you can
of
see.
Things to help people remember.
There you go. So King Alexander with two eyes so that you can actually see the name.
Yes.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay.
Really nice. Other than that.
That's pretty much it.
That I mean, yeah. Those are my.
We just want to
SoundCloud.
Make sure.
SoundCloud too. Yep.
Yes. What's the SoundCloud?
The same thing.
And the name of the album again for the your album.
Actually, I changed.
You
a
have
lot
a name.
Of that.
It's a different name.
Yeah.
Well,
so
what's the name of the album? We can make sure people look up.
The name of the album is The First Book of Alexander.
The First Book of Alexander. Yep. That's right.
You can find it on SoundCloud. You can just search my name, K-1 Alexander.
iTunes, Apple Music.
Apple Music, Shazam, Google Play. It's all out there, dude.
Nice.
It's out there all around. So
great.
Just search it.
Great.
Hope you enjoy it.
Awesome. So now you can follow K-1 without being creepy. Awesome, guys.
You've got permission.
Thank you, K-1, for being on the show.
Man, thanks for having me.
And listeners, thanks for listening. You know,
yeah,
it takes a lot.
This has been really successful, man.
Yeah, I think it has. So far, so good.
It's been really cool.
You know, it's not about me, though. And it's not about just, you know, one person. It's not about just a show. It's about something greater.
Something greater.
It's about the people of Georgia, people of Atlanta, and the people of the world.
Yeah, man.
Just learning about each other.
Hey, remember, there's always a reason to be happy.
That's right. Always a reason. I love it, Keetuan. Thanks always for being on the show. We'll see you next time, guys, on the Greenhouse Podcast.
Take it easy.
Mic check one, mic check one.
Mic check two, mic check two.
Sweet. How is your volumes over there, buddy?
I can hear myself very well.
Is that good right now?
It's funny. My nickname in elementary school was always Crouton Sandwich.
Crouton Sandwich.
Yeah. And it sticks.
That's brilliant, actually.
Yeah. Hey.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like,
I'm kidding.
What'd you have me down as?
That's from my last guest.
That's hilarious, man.